Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Forgive me, I've got a stuffy nose, so I'm going to sound like I'm all clogged up. But I wanted to bring up this idea because I've been listening to a lot of different things on AI and the AI revolution and all the stuff that we're trying to do right now as a country to become the AI, you know, just like we did with space, we're trying to become the best in AI. And it got me thinking about the fact that AI cannot do your run for you, right? And AI cannot stretch for you, and AI cannot do the run for you. They can do it can help you a lot with your work, but it really can't help you when it comes to your physical fitness, right? It can't replace your physical fitness. And then I started thinking, and I kind of wanted to steel man this with you a little bit. I started thinking about people that say, well, I don't need a coach because I have my Garmin or my Strava or my Runna or whatever, and it gives me all my data. So I don't need a coach because I've got all this data. And so what I was wanting to start with is, what do you say to that? When somebody comes to you and says, well, I don't need a running coach because I've got my VO2 max. I know what my heart rate is. What do I need a coach for?
Well, I think the first answer, well, for me anyway, since I'm the run pain free lady, you know, that's what we get. The unfortunate thing is AI cannot help you with why am I getting injured?
Right.
It can offer you stretches and it can offer you relief options. However, what are you doing to create the problem that's bringing the injury? Right. Because if everybody was just running as fast as they wanted, hitting all their running goals, never getting injured, everyone was just, wow, like just running races of their dreams, then nobody would need a running coach.
Right.
And right. And the argument is always, well, running is natural. Well, sure it is. Go run, go have fun.
Yeah.
And I'd love it. Go run. And then they come back and they're like, well, my shins hurt. Well, do you see what I mean? Like,
yeah,
because it's very unfortunate,
right?
But AI cannot help you develop. Let's see. Well, I shouldn't say that. If AI was programmed, you know, let's go this route. If you could program AI to be able to, you know, watch a gait analysis, but first it would have to be programmed to understand, what am I looking for?
Right.
So, I mean,
and that's what I was thinking kind of as a steel man. You'd have to take like all of your gait analysis and your 30 plus years of experience at movement and be able to articulate. So then I thought, okay, well, then it could say, well, here's where you're, you know, reaching or your timing of your pull. I mean, it could give you some of that
well, the,
again,
and then,
data.
It really goes to the, here's the challenge, because this has already happened in running. So first and foremost, and I think people listening know this, you could, I don't know how it is now, but it used to be you could go to the running shoe store and the runner, the guy at the store, whoever was at the store would watch you run. That was the old days when I first started running. Then they got treadmills. So then they would put you on a treadmill and be like, wow, this is amazing. I can actually look at you in place and sell you shoes. I mean, help you with your run.
Yeah.
And then we're going to use video on a treadmill and show you everything that's wrong with you. So gait analysis went the route of, instead of helping you learn how to run, we're just going to show you how bad your movement is in general. Oh my gosh, you pronate, you've got weak glutes, just you name it, your whole body is just a mess, right?
Right.
This is what they've done with gait analysis. And now they've even gone a step further with like 3D. We'll take your foot and we'll make this a thing. So my sadness, by the way, guys, is running is natural. Running is the most natural movement there is for us. However, you have to learn how to move naturally again, especially as an adult. And unfortunately, AI is taking people the opposite route. They're trying to make you a machine. You're not a machine.
Yeah.
You know, and what's funny is when I was teaching, so I've always been a pose method running coach, which is a concept, by the way. Pose method is a concept. And people don't understand that, right? It's like, if you say I do Pilates or I do yoga, most people will think, okay, yoga, stretching. Like they can at least like relate to like downward dog, even if you've never done yoga, right?
Right.
You're like, I can relate to what yoga is. And if someone says Pilates, you're immediately thinking, oh, abs, core, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you say running, what position or what pose are we talking about? So most people have no concept of the running pose.
Absolutely.
That's not even
wrong.
It's not even a conversation. So if my AI gait analysis is only looking at structural problems, well, guess what? None of us are perfect. Everyone has structural issues. That's just life. And then gravity acts on you the rest of your life. So all of a sudden everybody's like, oh my gosh, I've got tight hips or my back, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, you've been living. You're good for you. Right. Now let's work on putting you in the optimal position for running. So first, let's see your running position, your pose. Let's see it. Let's see what your run looks like. And then let me show you your pose. Then we can work on other things around it. But what if you could just get into that great position and you didn't have to do 1,000 different things to get there? We could just put you in it. You see what I mean? AI can't do that for you because it's not talking about the right thing.
Well, and this is where I was kind of, when I was sort of debating it with myself, I was thinking about that fact. Yes, I could theoretically, and I'm saying theoretically because we all want to live in theory, but we just pass through. We can't really stay there. And my point is that theoretically, I could take all of your data and your teaching, and the AI could mechanically represent what you are looking for. But that nuance, that coaching, that personal acumen that comes to it, I don't know if even that's the right word. When you're looking at it, you're looking at the whole person. You're not looking for a tight hip. You're not looking for a defect. You're looking for the structural, the movement cause, but then you, in a very, and I'm not going to even just say positive because you're not Pollyanna, but you look like tight hips can't be fixed like, you know, in a snap of fingers, right? It takes a little bit of work to that. And you can give them that, but you can also help progress them. There's just a nuance to it that I don't think AI will ever be able to replace.
Okay, I'm just going to pause you there. Okay, so let's just talk about for just a second, some of the best runners in the world, Eliud Kipchoge, mm-hmm. Usain Bolt. I guarantee you neither one of those guys just drop and do the splits.
True.
I mean, it's so silly to me when people are limiting. You see, and by the way, Kipchoge's mantra, his whole thing is no one is limited. Guys, you limit, your thought is already limited. You've already limited your own running because you think running is about you and your tight hip. And running has nothing to do with that. Running is free falling. So you haven't yet opened your mind to what running is. And it goes back to, I tell everyone this, you are trying to control an action that needs to be released. Your hamstring knows how to pull. Running is already innate. We have the natural blueprint for running. You're the one blocking. Your mind is blocking number one, and then your physical actions are blocking second. But if we can't release your mind, if I can't free your mind that there's a concept that you have to learn first, and then your body and your mind will reconnect that natural movement pattern, it's very, very hard for you as the runner to even accept that. Because you just look at me and you're like, I know, Valerie, but my knee hurts. I'm like, I know it does. But it's not because there's anything wrong with your knee. You see what I mean? And it's like, stop blaming your body parts. It's not about that. It's about you haven't yet opened your mind to what running is. And let's first talk about that. And then let me see your running pose. Then once we understand that, let me teach you how to stand in the pose. Let me teach you how to do the running action of pulling. Then we can have all of those conversations. We can talk all day long about your tight hips. That's great.
Right.
It's
right.
not relevant to why you're not running like you're running. Because first we have to understand what running is. Just like people tell me all the time, squats hurt their knees. So squats must be bad. No, it's the movement of how you're doing your squats. That's and your knees are like, please stop squatting that way. We don't like it. It hurts us. You see what
right.
I mean?
Right.
So then
Absolutely.
We reintroduce you to squatting because you're going to sit down at some point today. I promise.
Yeah.
At some point you're going to sit down. Well, that's
you're gonna go to the bathroom is what I always
no
say.
One, yeah, no one ever says to me, sitting hurts. Sitting, when I sit, it hurts. They always say it's
right.
squatting. You see what I mean?
Right.
How they've done that conversation. So guys, AI can do so many great things. In fact, I would love to have AI, after I do a gait analysis, do the editing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's,
well,
so Caroline kind of mentioned, one of the things that's challenging for coaches. So like for me, when I first started my coaching career, I was in college and I had been at a gym since high school. And my coach in high school was just the guy that worked at the gym, right? He sold the memberships. He worked at the counter. He was also the trainer. Like that's how gyms were in the 80s. That's when I started. And we all just watched Arnold Schwarzenegger and everybody thought we were supposed to train body parts. So I started in a gym in 1985. People want to put the math together on that. And then I've never left. I've been in a gym my entire life. That's all I've ever done. I've taught group fitness. I've done personal training. I switched out, started doing added outside training, running, triathlon, you name it. And I started everything before AI, before internet, before anything, right? It was the 80s.
Right.
And then the 90s came. And then all of a sudden, here comes the social media and the whatever. The reality is, guys, you don't have to find that every coach has as much experience as I do, but look into your coach a little bit, because my challenge is this, is your coach only learning from AI, right? What perspective
That's
do they
have? That's a good
have?
Point. Oh,
and
wow. I didn't even think of that.
A lot of people today, even like for, unfortunately, by the way, Pose is all online. It's an online certification. How do they really know you've got the perception? Right. I mean, it's a test online. So you might understand concepts. And this happens to a lot of people. The reason I started doing online, one, meeting Caroline was a big factor. But I started before that with the videos, remember? Because I would teach and people would just miss the concept. Not their fault. I think you know the answer to this. How many times do we have to hear something right before we actually?
Oh, it's like anywhere between 7 to 21.
Correct. So you come to an hour clinic and you might have heard it once. I might have said it 21 times.
Right, right. But you only heard it probably
because,
the 20th time.
Right. Because your whole clinic, all you were listening to was my tight hips. I have tight hips. She's not talking about my tight hips. She's
Absolutely.
Not talking about me.
Right,
She's not talking
right.
about me. Guys, I am talking about you. When I first started running, we didn't even talk about tight hips. We were like, what shoes are we getting?
Right,
outfit.
Right.
Like, it was the 80s, the 90s.
Well,
I mean, you know, it's like, I'm not being snarky. I just laugh because it's always been about shoes, no matter what workout you're doing. But the reality is the coach does a lot of things for you. One, of course, is accountability. But second, guys, have someone help you move. And then you can be about the shoes and about the data and about your watch and about all of that external data comes into play. Once first you understand what running is. And
right.
we get everyone out of their pain. First, we have to help you understand. First, let's just get you moving into the running. Like, let's practice running. And then AI could help you all day long. You know what I mean? Because then if you have things like, I want to test my balance. Am I standing in balance? Then absolutely, sure. You see what I mean?
Well, absolutely. And that's where I'm going to wrap it up kind of by saying, you've totally explained what I wanted us to explain, which is there is a perception and there is a human element to coaching that AI cannot replace. And I don't even think as it becomes more aware that it can even understand it. Because at the end of the day, guys, that data, you still have to send in your gait analysis. So I'm kind of laughing at this. We have so many people that sign up. And they'll go through this stuff and they never come on a Zoom. They never send in a gait analysis. And you're paying for a month or multiple months. In many cases, they'll pay for multiple months to take the training, to go through it and to do the practice. And they never send in a check-in. Guys, if you came in.
Let me just jump in. Let me jump in just real quick.
Let me finish what I'm saying.
Sorry.
If you come in and you just sign up and send in your gait analysis and your weekly check-in, and you don't ever even come onto a Zoom and then do the gait analysis at the end of the month, Valerie has seen you run at least six times. Six times she has watched you run, and then she's given you feedback. So go ahead. What were you going to say to that?
I'm sorry. I know. I'm sorry. That's a terrible habit.
That's why we do this.
One of the things that's also fun about being human is I hear you. Like, I want to know.
Yes.
I want to know your pain. My number one thing is I want you to be pain free. And
right.
I tell people that I want you to run all the miles. My goal for you, honestly, is to run pain free. And we have a woman. And it's just a great story. She came. She signed up, I think, right when we opened, Caroline. And she was very much like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then
she
left. And then she came back again because she had the same pain. And she listened to me again. And she did the same thing. She's like, I hear it. Not quite sure I believe you. So anyway, she came back this time. And I said to her, it only is going to work if you let me help you. Like, it doesn't work if you don't buy in. So she did it. She actually did it. She sent in her gait analysis. She came on a Zoom. She did a check-in. And she posted in the community for everyone to hear, oh my gosh, I finally listened.
She has been in.
And what a difference.
She wasn't an OG, but she was like within the first year that we were.
And you know, one of the challenges is she has like 15 coaches.
Yeah.
Because she goes to a gym and then she has this coach and she has a PT and she has all of these voices in her head. And finally she said, you know, I realized that you kept saying, all I care about is you're running pain free. Whatever else you do, go do. Right. However, if you're not running with joy, it's not fun. There's something going on in the run. Anyway, she now has done the program like you're supposed to. And she cried a little. I mean, she was just like, I've not been this happy running in years. And, you know, and and by the way, the fun of her coming back is never once do we say anything other than welcome back.
Yes.
Because we're here whenever you're ready to do the work.
Well, and that's the point, guys. So yes, you could come in and you could do those six things, but a vast majority, like so many of us, me included, you know, we give ourselves excuses. We're not ready. We're not mentally there. Our life isn't there. There are so many reasons. So if you do come in and you stay a month and you don't do anything and you come back in 6 months or maybe you're an OG, you've been listening to us for years and you just haven't, I haven't seen her in 3 years. What am I going to do? Send in a gait analysis. We will say hallelujah. Love seeing you. How have you been? Honestly, we don't care. I mean, we just care that you're back and you're working on it. We don't take it personally. We don't, you know, we might get a little agitated that it's like, I told you how to send in the gait analysis or I explained it three times. But that has nothing to do with you. That is truly like probably my dogs just peed on each other and I had to clean them off. It had nothing to do with you, right? I'm just agitated. So the point is, guys, AI cannot replace your running, right? Cannot replace your coach, cannot do the running for you. And at the end of the day, you still have to send in the video of you running or upload the video of you running to that AI to have it tell you how to fix it. And an AI isn't going to give you that nuanced perspective that a running coach, that Valerie of RunRx can give you. That is really the differentiator that I'm seeing more and more in the coaching community. There are so many things out there that can give you, this is your workouts for the day, and this is your run for the day, and go cross train. But they don't tell you what to do to cross train. They don't tell you how to move. They don't check your squat. You might be running fine, and then all of a sudden you add in cross training, and you're doing something that totally knocks you off your feet, having nothing to do with running. It has to do with maybe your squat, or maybe what you were doing to cross train, or your lateral movement when you go out and pick a ball, right? There's so many things. Right. So guys, please, as you get into the world of AI and get into our wonderful world of wonderful revolutionary things, like we're going through another revolution as we did with the iPhone and the computer, us Gen Xers, we've been through this before. Let us still help you with that human element that AI cannot give you. So go to runrx.fit, that's runrx.fit, and we would love to see you run. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.